I guess I don't know any of the words. I like how you turned it up.
Every time you sing, I turn it louder. It only goes so loud, though, so don't sing more.
Why do I have the worst voice ever?
No, I turned it up so you can hear the words. You can sing along, but I feel like
I don't know her. I definitely do not.
Wait till you know it.
Okay.
And then I'll blast it.
Okay, ready? Here we come.
Go.
Here we go.
Sing it.
Get ready.
Sing it.
This is Barbara Streisand and Donna Summer.
What?
This is Barbara Streisand and Donna Summer.
I know.
How did you know?
Because it says right here.
Do you know?
Do you know?
Yeah. Do you know that I have or had a crush on Barbara Streisand?
Yeah. I don't know why or how.
I mean, okay. So, you know, my mom loved Barbara Streisand when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And nothing, like, I was just like, oh, who's this lady, you know? And then one day I saw A Star Is Born, and I'm like, why am I attracted to Barbara Streisand? Did you ever see A Star Is Born with
no,
Barbara
but
Streisand?
I really want to.
You'll be attracted to her, too.
I doubt that. Have, like,
oh my God.
So much.
And
so,
her,
so
and
much.
Her in Funny Girl.
I haven't seen that either.
She's really good in that, too.
Do you know, she
and
has
adorable.
A mall in her house.
She has a mall in her house?
In, like, her basement. I'm not joking. She has, like, a yogurt shop and, like, a jewelry store.
Wait a minute.
I just want to know who works at the yogurt.
Who works at it? Like,
I don't know, like, who's coming, clocking in at her house and is just there? Like, does
maybe
just hang out? You didn't know this?
I need more information.
About once a week.
I need.
I heard
more.
It once on another podcast and was like, okay.
I need more information.
Let's look this up.
Is she the only one that goes to it? Is she
yes,
the only?
Yes, it's at her house.
But is somebody paid to sit there and wait until she needs yogurt?
I think so. Mall in house.
How many stores altogether? Is it the two stores? Is it more than two stores?
Let's look.
I knew she has, like,
she has a mall in her basement.
I knew she had like an
and it's
aunt.
Bonkers. That's what the article says.
I knew she had like an antique shop in her basement. Like, she just was like, I don't want to store my antiques, so I have them out in like a.
She has candy store, sweet shop. Yeah, it looks like this. She has, like, a doll shop. Bee's doll shop.
All right, now I'm not attracted to her.
Damn,
a doll shop?
Gifts.
I don't
this
like
is
dolls.
Huge. You've had a crush on her for a while.
Dolls don't get me
An
going.
Antique shop.
Yeah, but this is her, like how, like
Where's
me.
Where's the yogurt?
Like, me 10 years ago is different from me now. Like, I'm attracted to her before she had a doll collection.
Oh, okay. Let's.
I'm not attracted to her now. And it's not anything to do with age. It's that she has a doll collection. That
right.
makes me not
that
attracted to her.
That turns you off, yeah.
Yeah.
Oops. That makes some sense.
Yeah, but her and...
I
and
just
maybe want
to know who's working here. Do they clock in?
We need
do
to
they
get
have
her on the
uniform?
Show. Tom knows her sister. We'll have the sister on and ask her.
Barbara Streisand's sister?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We'll have her on the show and find out.
Okay.
I think her name's Roz.
Amazing. That's a great name.
If we don't get involved with that yogurt...
I'll kill myself.
She has a mall.
Yeah, in her basement.
The best... Did I tell you what the best suicide note is?
Same photos. No. What is
What's
it?
Your... What would you... What do you think?
What do I think the best suit... What do you... What does that mean?
Mine... I think the best suicide note would be, this was a murder.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
Isn't that a good
one?
Yeah,
but then it's like murder mystery party.
Fuck yeah.
Fun.
So fun that this was...
I thought you were going to say, like, the best one you've read. I was like, darn.
Oh, no.
That's just one you came up
what
with.
What a good idea.
What?
A fun little blog of suicide notes.
Oh, yeah, Posy.
Isn't that positive?
Yeah.
Positive.
Suicide notes. I feel like if you're going to kill yourself and you don't leave a note, that's rude. Because it's like, hey, the least we can have is a note. Like, you can't not leave a note.
I want to leave a note in, like, a treasure map. You have to, like, go on.
No, because like, everyone would be like, that's so annoying.
Yes.
Annoying
and,
in the afterlife.
Yes, and.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
What is that, improv group? Yes, and?
Yeah.
That's my note. Yeah. Yes, and.
Yeah.
That's all it says.
It's going to be in the trunk of my car under the
price or the note?
Under the,
And it just says Frank Sinatra Jr.
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah.
Tight, tight, tight. You should get a vanity license plate that says Frank Sinatra Jr.
Oh my god.
Is in here.
That would be amazing.
You should.
One of my exes gave me a thing to put around my license plate that said, I'm not spoiled, I'm well taken care of.
How do you feel about that?
I did not put it on my car.
Uh-huh.
But what happened was we were out and I saw that on a car.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, we're camped out now because I got to see who has this,
right,
this
right.
license
you have to
plate.
Drive faster and turn to the
lane. And when we saw who was driving the car, it was a guy.
Guys can be well taken care
it
of. Almost all of them are.
It wasn't a gay guy. You're right. You're right. But I was like, I wanted more information. I wanted to know if it was his girlfriend's car.
I need to know more information.
But so then, because I talked about it so much, I got that as a gift. Yeah. So how's your week been? Little Meowed.
We're on location at Peaches.
Whoa.
Sorry, she's V feisty.
She's adorable.
Okay, so I'm gonna stop poking her.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. Tracy is the cutest cat. Look at Tracy's Facebook and look at Little.
Yeah.
She looks like a puppet.
She's little.
She doesn't look real.
Yeah. Jackie thinks she's fake. She's very distracting.
Yeah.
My week is fine. Went to a drag show and saw the one and only Jasmine Masters perform.
Ah.
The iconic. On her season, she had a bad rep just because she was like, mean to the cute white queens. So the audience turned on her and was very racist.
Oh no!
And RuPaul had a tweet about it. And so she had a lot of backlash, which is bullshit because obviously it's harder for her because she's African American. But she's on the up again and
good.
People like her again, which they should have liked her the whole time. So it was cool seeing her because I've never seen her perform. I was really excited.
Fun.
She was great. She did Whitney Houston.
No way.
Yeah.
Speaking of doing Whitney Houston.
Is that the last time we saw each other?
Was it?
I think so, right?
Jesus, it's been too long.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
It was the best day of my life.
It was the best day of my life.
You were amazing.
Whitney Houston, and I cannot sing, as you guys heard earlier.
And Tracy had the sweetest friends there.
Oh, yeah,
I love
there.
Your friends.
It was so nice to show up and witness that.
Yeah.
And pay to see that.
Yeah.
Which means I really value all of our friendships.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was very kind of all of them.
Yeah, and they were just so excited, too.
Yeah, they were very excited.
And Tracy and I have a mutual friend named Jan. And after Tracy sang, Tracy lit up the whole stage. It was the best thing ever. But Jan, I mean, I was like glowing with love. And Jan was just like, that was the best thing that has ever happened. I was just like, exact way to describe
Tracy
singing.
Kind.
That was the best thing. She was just like, that was the best. I mean, she wasn't like, that was the best thing that ever happened. She was just like, that was the best thing that ever happened.
That's
and I'm
amazing.
Like, you're right. You're
that
right.
That is amazing.
You have to do it again.
So
the world needs
oh, yeah,
it.
Yeah, I need to do it again.
The
yeah.
world
the world
needs
its voice.
Yes.
What was I going to say? Oh, one of my friends, she invited her roommate, who's like her best friend. But I've met this girl before we hung out. But she didn't tell her what I was doing, which I thought was great. Because I was like, wow. I was like, you're in for a real treat. I'm not saying more. So it was cool to have her
yeah.
see that without knowing anything.
She was in for a treat.
Anything.
And you had funny jokes.
Thank you.
Tracy's back on the stand-up scene.
Getting it together, baby.
And she is being distracted by the cutest cat in America.
My cat wants to hang out right now. She's been asleep this whole time. But suddenly someone's over.
That's the thing about cats.
Show off.
That's the thing about cats.
Yeah.
When you ignore them, there they are.
Yep.
It's kind of like, what else? Everybody in the world?
Yeah, I was just gonna say who.
I was about to blame it on ladies, but I guess guys do that too.
Oh, hell yeah.
When you ignore somebody, they pay attention to you.
You know when cats do this, it means they want milk.
Really?
It's like a natural, like,
they're trying
reaction.
To, like, get milk out of your breasts?
Yeah. Well, no, not like that, but, like, if she was, like, in the wild and did this to another cat.
Ah.
Like,
give me milk.
Give me milk. Feed me.
Aw, so cute. Okay. Did you see a documentary about Andy Kaufman and Jim Carrey?
No, I'm shaking my head as if people can see me. No, I didn't watch it.
It's so good. So, yes. Yeah, okay. Everybody should watch it. It's so good. Jim Carrey's amazing.
I like him, though. He's really nice.
Jim Carrey?
We shot this thing with him. We shot a Norm episode.
Oh,
he
really?
Was very sweet. Yeah.
He was?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell
he's
me everything.
Really nice. He went up to everyone and introduced himself, which that was very professional. Because we get people who come in just for, like, a general meeting, and, like, they don't even make eye contact. Like, they're so rude and annoying. So it was nice to see him be very sweet.
That's great.
And lovely. I haven't seen the interview, just because, like, it's on YouTube. I
yeah.
can watch it anytime, so I haven't seen it.
I mean, he's...
But I heard he was great.
He's woke. You
yeah?
know?
Why would he say?
He's just so in touch with himself and in touch with... So he said he went to the beach, he really wanted to play Andy Kaufman, but he didn't know if he was gonna play, and
uh-huh.
he was like, maybe if I talk to Andy Kaufman, like, who, you know, he's at the beach, and he was talking to Andy Kaufman,
uh-huh.
and he was like, I can't picture them having anybody else, you know, who could play, like, I want to play you, like, can you give me a sign?
Mm-hmm.
30 dolphins rose out
Whoa,
of the water.
That's
yeah.
Wild.
So then he's like, I didn't just play. He's like, I didn't play Andy Kaufman. It wasn't Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman
mm-hmm.
and the other guy.
Yeah.
It was like Andy Kaufman came through Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry. Why am
Who's
I bringing
that?
Up Jerry from
Grey Gardens?
Grey Gardens. Jerry's from the first podcast. You guys,
Fun.
If you want to hear the best podcast that ever happened in America, it's our first one.
Yeah, it's our first one.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, truly.
It really is. You got to hear all about Jerry. We got to contact Jerry and have him be a guest.
Exactly.
Did he die, or was that just Frank Sinatra Jr.?
Frank Sinatra Jr. is dead. Jerry is alive. Remember he was doing like a one-man show or something?
Yeah, we got
to
find
website,
Jerry.
On the pod. We have to re-listen to that episode and then re-find him and
yeah.
then just send him an email.
Yeah. If any...
Make sure he's alive.
Jerry, if you're listening from Grey Gardens, we want to talk to you. Okay,
yeah.
So back to Jim. Yeah, so he said that... So to the point where...
Sorry.
To the point where...
Uh-huh.
His daughter, Andy Kaufman's daughter,
uh-huh.
came to... And talked to Jim Carrey for an hour as Jim Carrey was Andy Kaufman to heal things between them.
Oh, like, the relationship? That's wild.
And the fact that Jim did that...
Yeah.
...is beautiful. And he's like, it wasn't me. I allowed Andy
right.
to come through.
That's insane.
And then he had, like, really... Like, Andy Kaufman's father was there,
mm-hmm.
and Jim was talking to him. Like, it's... And he just talks about comedy, how he was like, What do the people want? Like, he was just getting up on stage and doing whatever. Like, he didn't want to do the typical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Andy Kaufman, really.
Right.
But this is before Andy Kaufman. And Jim Carrey was like, what do they want? And he was racking his brain. He knew what he wanted. He liked confusing the audience,
mm-hmm.
which is what I love, too.
Yeah.
And, which is not normal. But he was like, what do they want? What do they want? And finally, he was sprang out of bed one day. He was like, they want to be free from concern. When
mm-hmm.
you watch comedy, you want to be free from
totally,
concern.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
You want to escape reality.
Yeah. And that's why I hate comedians who go up. And they just complain about stuff. Like, you're not,
right.
you're making it heavier.
Right.
Like, that's when Tracy and I we make this symbol. Someone told me that when someone's taking your energy to make this To put your hands together.
What is it, index finger and thumb together?
Yeah.
Is this your index
yeah.
finger?
Yeah. You make like
and,
a diamond
yeah,
shape.
Yeah, you make a diamond. We do sometimes do it when people are boring.
Yeah.
Or, like, have really bad dreams.
Yeah, but they're, like, not freeing us from concern.
Yeah, exactly, because my concern now is that I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah, I get idiot chills for them. Yeah. But when we do that with our hands, it blacks it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it blacks it.
Yeah, it really does. I feel instantly better.
Yeah, I do feel better, too, when I do it.
Yeah.
Because then I'm more focused on that.
Whatever reason it works,
yeah.
I'm like, thankful for it.
Same.
So,
an emoji of this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send it to you. We'll make one.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I just loved it. I love that. Make them free from concern. I want to watch the documentary like 8 times.
Let's do it.
It's so good. What, little. So, you guys, guess what? You guys. Guess what today is? Guess what today is? We'll give you a hint. I'm grateful for Tracy in my life.
Oh, sure. I'm trying to make a gobble noise.
Gobble. Oh, that was a good gobble.
No. I was like, what was that? They're about to kill the turkey. That's pretty good. I can't do that. You're like,
you see little face.
Scaring her.
Is it anything? What is it?
It sounds like it's being chased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Brink of death. It's Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for you, for little, for this pod.
Yes, we got the best pod. You know it. What episode is this? Number 13?
No, I think it's more than that.
75? No. It's either 13 or 75.
Yeah, so it's probably 75.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it is. Let's find out. Grateful. But you used to have a pod.
Oh, yes.
Just saying.
What happened this week? Someone said, what happened again?
I got a message on Instagram. This is pod 17.
Okay.
That said that they saw was on my Instagram and saw I had a post of you and I and saying like, hey, we have Zap, listen to it. And they said that they were a fan of your former podcast.
Girls on Girls.
And they were a fan of you, and they were going to listen to Zap, and they are currently listening to Zap. And they think it's funny.
So we should say hi.
Hi,
thank you.
Elaine.
Elaine.
Hi.
Elaine.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. From the beginning, so she knows what episode one is.
Started at the bottom, now we're here. Sorry, little.
It's okay. But I'm jealous because I never got to listen to that podcast.
We'll have to try to find it.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, you'll like it. We had dating questions.
And you talk about how much fun it was.
It was really fun. Yeah. It was fun. We did it with the Here Network, and it was with Ann Nezipor.
Sorry. I am so sorry. Little's doing something that made me laugh.
Yeah. It was with Ann Nezipor. And we'll have to have Ann on as a guest.
Yeah,
you'll like
that'd
her.
Be great.
I think she lives in New York though, but
road trip.
Does Elaine live? Do you know?
I think LA.
She'll have to come for a live Zap episode.
Oh, it'll be her.
Yeah,
inside and your apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elaine.
Yeah.
Oh,
weren't we gonna do a live taping? Didn't we talk about
that? I don't know. We talk about a lot of things.
I think we
but we do a lot of things.
No, I think we.
But we just have so many ideas.
We say a lot of things. We don't do a lot of things.
We do a lot of things.
But I think we were going to be like episode 2. We're doing a live taping because we're that popular. Like we were going to do one in the very beginning as if like.
We do need to go on tour.
Yeah.
We should go on tour with stand up and the podcast.
Let's do it.
Zap Tour
2018.
All right. Zap Tour 2018.
She's writing it down. It's not a lie.
I think
we thought of doing that, which I still think is really funny.
Yeah.
To, like, do a live episode when you've only launched, like, one.
Like, we're doing a live episode
we're
now.
We're doing a live one. The audience is here now. You can hear them clapping. They're all being
Thank
shy.
Thank you all for
They're
coming here.
Shy.
You know who begs us to do a live one?
Say it.
Brian Cook. He's dying for it. But I think he just, like...
We're waiting in line. It's like we haven't even thought of where to do it yet.
I'm happy to do a live one. Brian Cook being there is just a little too much. He's just so excited.
Right. He won't contain himself.
Yeah.
He'll be too noisy.
I think it would be distracting.
Yeah.
He gets so excited.
He'd have to come in disguise.
Maybe if he came in disguise, just he would be distracting to me because I know how excited he is from all the letters.
Right.
Hours of letters.
Letters, posters, banners, skywriting.
Bumper stickers,
pins.
So that would just be a little overwhelming. But if you came in disguise, fine. And just like stay calm.
Yeah. If you just cooled out and chilled out.
Chill out. But we love him. Oh my God, we can't get enough of him. He's got great comedy, and we're just so grateful to have such a good fan, you know? Elaine is great, too. Excellent, Elaine. But Brian Cook, chill out. No, we love you. You guys.
We love you,
We love you.
That's it.
Okay. Future Man.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
Future Man.
The name of the show?
Have you ever heard
so
of...
Easy.
I'm going to back up for 1 second.
Go for it.
Do you ever listen to Ween? Are you a fan of Ween?
No.
Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
You don't like Ocean Man, take me by the hand, make me... You'll like it. We'll listen to it next time, even if you hate it.
Okay.
And then we'll only listen to it once and never again. But great. Future Man, Dave Waite, the writer of...
Former guest. Comedian.
The one who I said, Tracy and I are doing a podcast, what should we call it? And he was like, Zap. And I was like, we're taking it.
Yep.
He didn't believe us.
Nope.
Cut two.
He also didn't remember he said that.
Cut two. Zap attack.
Zap. Here we are. Stickers and all.
Stickers and motherfucking... Oh, my God. Brian Cook covered himself in stickers. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Zap stickers?
We had that many. Or he made his own.
I think he made his own. So sweet.
Is that a
so sweet
suit or just cuz?
What?
Where was he?
I don't know. He was covered in stickers and took a picture of himself and sent it to sent it to our Tumblr.
Oh shit, okay. So it's on there.
Yeah.
You wanna see it.
Yeah.
Sticker suit.
Sticker suit.
Take off on your skin. Get your man.
So zap. Zap it. So our friend Dave Waite told me we were on a show together and he's like, have you seen Future Man? And I was like, no. And he was like, you should watch it. It's pretty good. So I watched it, and I love it.
What is it on Netflix?
Hulu.
Oh, Hulu, Future Man.
Future Man.
I don't like the name.
It's a mild take a little bit on Back to the Future.
Okay.
The guy's kind of like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future. But he plays a video game, and there's no one ever beats this video game, and everybody makes fun of him for playing it, but other video games you can beat, but this one you can never beat, and then he's just trying to beat it, like peeing in a cup,
just trying to beat it in one sitting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he finally beats it, and the people come out of the video game and think that he's the savior, and of the...
Is he playing it at an arcade?
No, in his house.
Oh, okay.
And he lives with his parents.
Uh-huh.
It's really funny. It's so funny.
Uh-huh.
And just random. And it just leaves you on the edge of your seat. Like, you want to keep watching it.
Sounds like kind of like Galaxy Quest.
I never saw Galaxy Quest. Is it good?
Yeah, it's great. It's based off, like, Star Trek, kind of.
Oh, really?
That, like, they made the sci-fi show. But then, like, for whatever reason, aliens and space... have access to the show, so they think it's real, and then
that's hilarious.
And they go up there and they're like, "We saw you on our screen. Like, you killed these guys. Like, we need your help. We're being attacked." And Tim Allen's like, "I'm on a TV show," and then they save them.
Tim Allen, really?
Yeah, he's in it, and I forget what else is in it.
Galaxy, yeah, it's similar to that. I thought it was such an original idea.
No, nothing is.
Jesus Christ. I was like, what an original idea. This is so good.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's obviously like way
I know,
different.
But now it's not as
damn
original.
It.
I had the same situation with... I'll still watch it, though. But I had the same situation with OA.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You didn't see that? No. I was just like, this is such an original idea. I loved it.
Uh-huh.
And then I watched Stranger Things, and did you watch Stranger Things?
No.
The little girl in Stranger Things, her life is kind of the same as OA.
Oh, I see. Bless you. Bless you. Okay, calm down.
Sorry, I scream sneeze.
Well, yeah, I mean,
what? Most sneezes go 100 miles an hour.
Tissue?
Mine goes 300. Did you know that?
No.
It's true.
Friendship reached a level.
Future man, future man, future man. I sneezed at a baseball pitching thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I know that mine go faster than other people's.
Oh, you got it recorded.
I did. They were like, oh my God. I can't believe you don't know that about me. Brian Cook knows it.
Wow, now I feel, like, ashamed that I should know.
And Esmore knows it, too.
I feel like I'm not your...
And Esmore knows it, too.
I feel like I'm not... We're not friends.
We're friends forever.
I don't know that fact.
Thanksgiving! Thanksgiving together.
We did that last year.
I love Thanksgiving with Tracy. But last year...
What?
I got stoned.
I don't remember you getting stoned.
Maybe I was stoned at the end. I remember I was going for walks.
And yes, and I was going to say, let's go for another walk this time.
And yeah, I want to go, we're going to two different Thanksgivings, and I want to go for walks at both places.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the walks are probably the most fun.
And you can get stoned.
Oh, I plan on getting stoned.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm not saying I won't.
You guys, I'm sober. I don't know if we announced it before. I feel like Dave Waite added me on his episode, but yeah, I didn't want it to.
But now you're open to sharing it. Before
yeah.
You weren't, which there shouldn't be a reason why you weren't, but it's okay.
Yeah.
You're your own person.
I want to make sure it stuck.
Right.
And that it was something I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't want it to be my new persona, you know? I didn't want to be like sober jacket.
Yeah.
But I am really excited about it. I'm excited that this is my first Thanksgiving sober, even though I didn't drink last Thanksgiving, because I was driving everywhere, so I didn't want to drink last Thanksgiving, and it was fun, but I did smoke pot. So this is my first sober Thanksgiving, and I'm grateful that I like being sober, you know?
Like,
thank
God,
what if I didn't like it?
Yeah.
You're
doing a great job, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm just liking... I'm realizing I don't need to drink because I'm really crazy. And,
yes.
Yeah.
That's a huge example.
Yeah. Which is a huge example?
That one.
Oh, yeah.
You're crazy on your own.
I don't need to drink.
You never needed anything.
I think I drank because I was suppressing who I actually was. I thought it was making more of me.
Oh, yeah, that is opening up more.
Yeah, I thought it was making me more of who I was. And instead it was suppressing me.
Right. I didn't know
at all.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing
it
now.
Like it. And it didn't seem like you needed it either. Just thought you did it because it was fun.
Yeah, and it was fun. I did do it because it was fun. But then I didn't need it anymore. But anyway... They say that you stop an addiction when, and then, whatever, I didn't drink that much, obviously.
No, you didn't drink every night.
They say you stop when it's not bringing you as much fun as it was, and it's more of a pain.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's exactly kind of what happened. It was more my obsessive thinking, like, am I going to drink tonight? So should I drive or take an Uber?
Right.
And I was
like constantly back and forth.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't want to think about it anymore.
Right.
I just want to not.
Yeah.
So.
Decision made.
Yeah, so it's just, like, off the board. But, like, last night, like, a fact of, like, I did a show last night, and these comics were like, hey, do you want to go to the Fault Line?
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up staying all night. I was
sober.
Stone sober. Stone cold sober. The only woman there dancing until it closed.
By yourself?
No.
Your friends were there.
But my friends were there, but slowly, I mean, there were my friend Sharon was there and another female comic was there. What was her? I love her. Why can't I think of her name? Heather Thompson. Mm-hmm. Heather Thompson was there too, but they left before me, and then I stayed. So then I was the only woman. Then some of the gay guy comics were leaving, and I was still there. But some of the gay comics were still there. Yeah. So I wasn't by myself.
But you were the only woman, and you were dancing your ass off.
But guess who made new friends? Like, I was dancing with these other guys, and I'm just like, oh, wait a minute, I don't even know these guys.
Right.
Like, but I forget, because I just made these instant friends.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I love that. I love, and you know who really made me know that that was possible was Amber.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because Amber's sober, and I would go dancing with her.
And then just dance with
her. Yeah. So, just thought I would announce it. First Thanksgiving.
She's doing it. She's doing a good job.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. So, happy Thanksgiving, Amory. Do you have one?
Last year was fun.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I used to, like, as a kid, my dad's side of the family's pretty big, so, like, everyone would, like, you'd write down everything to bring, and then put it in a, like, a paper, and then put everything in a hat, and everyone would go around the room and pick what they'd have to bring. So, like, anyone who got, like, the turkey or the ham, everyone would just, like, shit on them.
That's funny.
That was really fun. But I don't think I've had, like, good memory. I don't know. That was fun, and then just being with my cousins, because growing up, they were, like, my best friends.
Yeah.
So seeing them hanging out was always fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I blocked all my Thanksgivings out. I guess going to my grandmother's. I love my grandmother. Uh-huh. Hey, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
I still say hi to her in, like, in videos or, like, on Instagram. I'll just be like, hi, Grandma, even though she's not alive anymore. I feel like it's in the ether. I feel like we're in a physical form, but she's just not in physical form.
Right. She's so watching your Instagram story.
Yeah. Or, like, she's just there when I'm saying hi. Like, right now, saying, hi, Grandma.
She's in a moment.
I can't hear her, but I feel like she's going, well, hello, Jacqueline. You know? Like, she feels it.
Uh-huh.
She's just in a different form.
Yeah.
So I like doing that. But yeah, I loved my grandmother so much. Seeing her was fun. And she was always, Thanksgiving food was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to eat. I brought us each up to-go containers. We could try to bring our own leftovers. Oh,
that's amazing.
I know. It's just small. It's not that big. But I always get
ahead.
Yeah, because I miss being married to Anne, and she would, I would have the leftovers in the fridge for at days.
Right.
And they were so good.
I think they'll probably be like, oh, take a plate home. Like, I don't think.
Well, last year we didn't take any home, did we?
But we're probably too high.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, the whole...
But I feel like there's so many people that everybody eats it all.
You want to take it before they eat it all?
Yeah.
We'll make the...
That's a little one. For tomorrow to wake up and have it.
Yeah. We'll do that first and then get a real plate.
Thanksgiving's not Thanksgiving without... It's a go situation.
Without Thanksgiving leftovers the next
day. And you and I eat little portions.
Uh-huh.
So we're hungry 3 hours later.
Right. That's why we're going to 2.
That's why we're going to 2.
Yeah.
So one Thanksgiving starts at 2:30 and the other one's at 4:30.
That's so early. Both of those are so early.
Really?
Yeah. Is this a white people thing?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Ours is usually like, show up when you can. If your food's ready, drop it off and then come back. You eat what's there when you show up. You don't sit down at a
table. That's what life should be like.
Yeah, I've never sat down at a table.
Well, yeah, I said to one of the second group, I was like, they're like, when are you coming? And I said, probably for dessert.
Right.
Because I thought they were going to be at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, oh, well, food starts exactly at 4:30.
See,
that's so stressful to me.
Yeah.
I found that stressful.
And that's early.
But all Thanksgivings, I think ours were later.
Uh-huh.
I spent Thanksgiving in New Jersey. Ours were later, but we did have sit down at the table.
Yeah, I've never had that. It was like, show up when your food's ready, drop it off.
I love that.
Getting ready. Eat what's there. Oh, more food's on the way.
So you get to go tomorrow and have leftovers. Put it that way.
At my parents' house?
Yeah. I won't. I'm grabbing it. I'm like, hi, guys.
Yeah, that's why I find it so odd when people, like, sit down and have a meal. There's never, like, a kid's table.
When I become an adult, I will have my own Thanksgiving, and it'll be like that.
Okay, because that's what
That's what I prefer. Weird.
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, you sit down at a time? Like, we just go when everyone's dressed and showered and your dish is made. And if your dish isn't made, sometimes, like, a cousin will drop it off and be like, we're still getting ready. And then, like, come back, like, an hour later.
I love that.
And I'm just like, how long does it take to take a shower and change your clothes?
That's how it
should
be.
Should it not take that long?
That's how it should be.
Then you would eat everything separately.
That's how it should be. I never sat at a kid's table because they weren't, like, my family's small.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always at the adult table, and I was forced to grow up really young anyway. So that's why I revert.
You're
to
a kid now.
Child.
And you're sitting at the kid's table now.
If there's a kid's table today, I'm at it.
Yeah. Sure.
Be like, I'm not an adult yet.
Yeah.
I talked to my sponsor about becoming an adult, and she's like, I'm like, I had to admit I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what are you scared of, Jackie? Really think about it. What are you scared of?
Fear is the underlying thing of everything.
So she's like, what are you scared of? I am scared if I grow up, I will. And I was like, lose my charm that I like of myself.
That's not.
And she was like, you're just going to be more of you, Jackie. Yeah. There's just going to be more. You're going to uncover
more.
It's going to
expand more. Yeah. And then you'll be way more charming than you already are.
And I was just
which
like.
It's hard because you're very charming.
I know. What's going to happen?
You're not going to not be charming.
I'm going to explode of charmingness.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm an adult and I work really hard on myself and I'm very charming.
You're very, very charming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid anymore.
Yeah. So,
you won't.
I'm not scared anymore either.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's exciting.
Yes, it's great.
Isn't that, but I didn't, the whole thing is, it's not like I was consciously like, I'm scared I'll
lose
me.
About
I didn't even
it.
Know.
No,
I had no idea.
To say it out loud.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So magical to
right.
pinpoint
but
it.
But once you say it out loud,
and let
it
go.
It go. Yeah,
it lets
and
it
you
go.
Feel free and
yeah.
Like you were. Feel like you were, like, in, like, I don't know, a suit or something.
Yeah.
Like, breaks off.
Yeah,
like,
I know
like,
I'm in a Wonder Woman costume.
And vulnerable. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
You're in the rope, and then you let yourself go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm free!
And you're charming.
I'm charming.
You're a dummy?
We're both charming.
Yeah, very charming.
If we start a podcast right now, I would call it charming.
Yeah. We're going to stop this one and do a whole brand new one.
Nah, Zap's the best.
I'm kidding!
Zap is the best. We Zap.
I didn't know
it
was charming until someone told me that once, and I was like, oh,
you're
I
so
like
charming.
That compliment.
Everybody
stealing
loves you.
It. Yeah.
I do it in my stand-up, mom legs and charm.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Everybody.
Everybody
loves you, though. Everybody thinks you're charming.
I was like, what'd you say?
Nobody's ever
that
like,
a compliment.
Nobody's ever like, Tracy.
Thank you.
Everybody's like,
so
Tracy,
kind.
I love her.
Wow, keep it up. Keep it going.
Keep it going. It's funny because my old podcast, it was just like all my stories of like my parties,
mm-hmm.
partying during the week.
Yeah.
You know? But, so I'm thinking of you, Elaine. Elaine!
We're thinking of you.
Yeah. We got to find those other podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't really want to listen to them.
Yeah. What else? Whitney Houston. We have to have you do Whitney Houston again.
Oh, yeah. They played that, one of the queens performed that last night. No.
Yeah, you gotta do it again.
And I was like, I almost wanted to stood up and like, do it myself.
Oh, I know. Oh, you should have done it yourself.
I know, I was so close. I can't outshine a queen. She's there to work.
Yeah, and you would outshine.
Paid. Very true.
Tip bucket. We need tip buckets everywhere we go.
Yes.
You know what
tip bucket at the store.
You know what I wanted
tip
to do?
Tip bucket at the parking lot.
You know what I want? Did you ever see Blue Velvet?
No.
It's a David Lynch movie?
I haven't seen.
It's so funny, because I watched it, and I'm like, I don't remember anything of what it's about, right?
Well, I've seen Mulholland Drive, and I can't tell you what it's about.
Yeah. But Blue Velvet's a little bit more where you can pinpoint what it's about, but it's still pretty much all over
mm-hmm.
the place. But you can pinpoint it a little bit.
Right.
But there's a scene in it where there's, like, violence going on, and it's very specific. And there's a girl, she gets out of the car, and she just dances on top of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very... And that's the only thing I remembered from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird that, like, all this other stuff goes on in it.
Right.
And all I remember
weird.
Is that girl dancing. Like, her dance... It's just her attitude while she was dancing. She's just like, not smiling and happy dancing. Uh-huh. She's just like she kind of just has to dance.
Right.
And I remembered the scene, and I was looking at it, and I'm like, damn it. I wanted to get a speaker for my phone mm-hmm. so we could bring it to these Thanksgivings and just mm-hmm. be like, while everybody's, like, talking to each other, you and right. I are just off to the side with the boombox on dancing.
I have a little speaker, but I don't think it works if I'm not, like, connected to Wi-Fi. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
I need to buy an aux cord, because that's the speaker I want to take when I do it in Houston.
Ah.
At a place that's, like, not a black box theater.
I think I might have a cord in the car.
We'll see. I'll bring it.
Bring it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I want to do it everywhere I go.
Yeah. Just, I also do now want a tip bucket wherever I go.
How?
Like at work,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just wherever.
Tip bucket.
Yeah, on the train to work. Tip bucket.
I used to have a show in New York called Drug Bingo,
mm-hmm.
and me and Sean Hollenbach, we dressed as drag king and queens,
mm-hmm.
but he was a man dressed as a man.
Oh, nice.
And I was a woman dressed as a woman,
uh-huh.
and we, like, went nuts with the tip bucket. We were just like, tip bucket, tip bucket.
Right, tip us.
Yeah,
tip
we were just like, tip bucket.
Yeah.
And did I ever tell you about me and Tom and the tip buckets?
Uh-uh.
We made more than anybody else. So we both worked in this cafe together in Rhode Island. And we made more tips than anybody. And everybody's
right.
like, how are you guys making so much tips?
Because
uh-huh. we made extra tip buckets. You go to...
What do you mean?
There's the tip bucket where you do the order.
Mm-hmm.
Tip bucket where you grab your sandwich.
Ooh,
tip bucket where... Tip bucket where
you...
You
pick up your food?
Where you put your cream and sugar in your coffee.
Oh, smart.
With notes on it. Really making you feel guilty if you don't tip.
What would the notes say?
I don't remember. I wish I remembered. But also tip buckets on each individual table. Tip buckets.
There's so many.
We had them everywhere.
Tip bucket in the toilet.
And then on top of it, I would have a giant knife.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the main tip bucket near where they paid.
And you would make eye contact while your hands were the knife.
I would make eye contact and hit the tip bucket with the knife.
Oh my god.
With
so
the
you threaten
knife.
People.
Threaten people.
Jesus. That's
I mean,
amazing visual.
Isn't it unbelievable?
People are like tripping over tip buckets. Break room, the janitor's closet. I can't walk in this damn place. My foot's caught.
Oh my god, there's my foot's caught in a tip bucket. Jackie, those are interesting shoes. Oh no, they're not shoes.
They're
tip buckets.
They're tip buckets. They're
oh my god, you ever crap your pants? No, but I've gone in a tip bucket.
You should put tip buckets where the sandwiches were.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, this again.
They were everywhere.
It's amazing.
Tip
it's so
buckets
smart.
Everywhere.
It's so smart.
Tom also would throw butter patties on the floor so that I would, opened butter patties
mm-hmm.
on the floor. So that I would slip and fall.
Jesus, that's dangerous.
It's so dangerous. But he would make him laugh so hard. And one day I got mad and
uh-huh.
picked one up and threw it at him.
Yeah.
And it hit some guy in a suit and we had to pay their dry cleaning.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't throw butter at someone's
And we told the guy, suit. We told the guy that me and Tom were brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And years later we ran into him. He's like, oh, how's your brother? I'm like, brother?
Yeah.
And he was just like so mad again. Like he had finally forgiven me for the butter.
He
but
got
he
mad
because
you lied?
Yeah.
This guy sucks.
He was
when he wears a suit.
He was
too.
Kind of amazing, except for those two times.
Oh.
He was like our favorite customer.
Oh. I don't like that. Oh, do you want a bubbly water?
No, because I
oh,
feel
okay.
like I'm going to have bubbles all day.
Right.
I got a bunch of sparkling stuff for myself.
Nice. Good.
And for you if you want
good,
it. But
good.
We know we want you to get you drunk. Did we do everything?
I think so.
Should we go eat?
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
We have
are
to
you?
Go. Yeah, me too.
We love you,
we
guys.
Love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Keep listening. Happy Thanksgiving. We're grateful for you.
Yeah, we're grateful for you, for each other, Same and information.
And we want our podcast to free you from concern.
Yes, that's why it's here.
And that's why, and Zap, it started just from Dave Waite, like just Zap. But now Zap for us is what take a negative. I'm reading this book called A Return to Love. The worst named title. Book,
it's okay.
Worst cover book, but it's by Marianne Williamson, who I love.
Uh-huh.
But she says what we do for Zap. For Zap has become to us, we take negatives and make them positive. Because it's not about being positive, it's about looking for the positive.
Right, being grateful that the negative experience happened to you because the lesson you learned.
And the sooner you do that, she says... Mm-hmm. That's where the miracle is.
Yes.
So our podcast is about learning how to find the miracles.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
And then you're free from concern. So you're welcome,
Brian
Cook.
Goodbye. We love you.
We love you.